round things out here, you know, there's a, more questions today than there has ever been about the pandemic and where we're going and where it goes from here. And the problem for a lot of us is the leadership out of the White House, which seems, well, out of step. Completely out of step. And it concerns me. I want to go to bite number seven here. And one of the reasons we're out of step at the White House is you have a president here who seems willing to just make things up, apparently. To just make things up about what he's done and where he's been and who he is. Listen to this. Bite seven. Roll it.
I did not walk in the shoes of generations of students who walked these grounds. But I walked other grounds. Because I'm so damn old, I was there as well. Hey, Nick, I'm kidding, man. Seems like yesterday, the first time I got arrested. Anyway.
By the way, he never got arrested in any civil rights protest. There's scant evidence that he was involved in any civil rights protesting at all, but he claims it now. That was in Atlanta, by the way. And here I want to hear, I want you to hear from some senators, including Debbie Stabenow. Because a reporter called out several senators, including Chuck Schumer and his rubber stamp, Debbie Stabenow, for signing a letter in 2017 opposing any changes to the filibuster. Right? Michigan's senior senator, Debbie Stabenow, was among those that signed a letter in 2017 opposing any change to the filibuster. But now they all claim they must change the filibuster, must end it just to save the country so they can federalize elections, get rid of the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court, pack the Build Back Better with trillions of dollars in spending that we can neither afford and we certainly don't need. It's bite number five. Bite number five. Listen to this. As a reporter calls them out, Chuck Schumer answers and then Debbie Stabenow answers, and, well, you'll just hear it. Go.
All four of you signed his letter back in 2017 saying you would oppose changes to the filibuster, that it was important to protect minorities' rights to input and all this. I know you feel this bill is particularly important, but I just came from a Republican press conference where they called all of you hypocrites for changing your view on that, and I'm curious what you say to that.
My quick answer is because this is about democracy, not about policy. I answered that in my remarks.
And let me say that as somebody who signed that at the time, we were not where we are today. We're in terms of this continual abuse, really the tyranny of the minority using the filibuster.
The tyranny of the minority. The filibuster was used more than 270 times by the Democrats in 2020. The filibuster was used more than 270 times all the way back in the dark ages of 2020. Barely more than a year ago. And now, the tyranny of the minority. My God, we've got to stop it. We must instill one-party rule in America. That's your senator, Debbie Stabenow. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely outrageous. It really is absolutely outrageous. And yet it goes on. But there are some far-left senators that understand the failures of Washington and the failures with the Biden administration and the failures. Joe Biden, by the way, his polling numbers at the lowest place they've been. And I say that all the time, but it just keeps getting worse. It just keeps getting worse. Let's go to bite 15. Far-left Senator Patty Murray of Washington State. She's completely unimpressed with Joe Biden. Right? Well, just listen.
But I am disappointed, as I said, by the testing challenges that we're facing. Tests are hard to find. They're costly. People are unable to find the at-home tests in pharmacies, online. They're waiting in long lines, and often after that, waiting days for results. So it's, you know, ineffective.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing for you to consider here is we're doing some cleanup here. One more thing to consider as we round out this hour. The failures of the administration, the debacle of the January 6th commission, which is supposed to be bipartisan. Nobody takes it seriously because it's not serious because they packed it and Republicans couldn't even choose who would be on the committee. But why won't the FBI deny its agents were involved in the Capitol riot? Why won't the FBI admit that they were involved? Pretty telling, I think. I think you would think so as well. By the way, yes, let's see here. Let's see here. The job approval, Joe Biden's worse yet. Minus 19 on Rasmussen. As I say, it gets worse every single day. Every single day, it just gets worse and worse and worse. It's remarkable, the plummet. Now, they claim that he's gotten a little more popular in the last day by 1 point. Don't buy that. That's because they mix in these polls that are just not believable. The IBD tip poll. Oh, he's only 1 point underwater. Wrong. Let me tell you something. Rasmussen, Trafalgar, big data polling. These folks know the numbers. The idea that Joe Biden's in big trouble. So are the Democrats. That's just cut right to the chase. That's a fact, and it's indisputable. Absolutely indisputable. So, there you go. I'm going to take a quick break and have some final thoughts in the program after this. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.